USDA releasing their quarterly hog and pig inventory report midday on Friday, Christmas Eve, December 23rd. And the National Pork Board sponsored a look at the report through the eyes of several analysts. Included on the call was Steve Meyer with Paragon Economics. He actually ran down the numbers. We'll have that in just a moment. He was followed by Bob Brown, independent meat market analyst out of Edmond, Oklahoma. Dr. Victor Alledin, senior risk management consultant out of London, Ontario, Canada. And then Dr. Ron Plain, professor of ag economics at the University of Missouri in Columbia. We start with a look at the actual numbers of the report issued on Friday afternoon by Uncle Sam, as provided by our friend Steve Meyer, followed by Bob Brown, then Victor Iden, and then Ron Plain.
The numbers in today's report came in about as expected. I'll give you the number, the percentage of 1 year ago, and then the pre-report percentage as comparison. All hogs and pigs, 65.931 million head, 101.5% of a year ago. The pre-report estimate was for that number to be 101.3 of last year. Kept for breeding, 5.803 million head, up 0.4% from a year ago. The pre-report estimate average of the analyst estimates before the report was for that number to be up 0.8%. The market herd, 60.128 million head, up 1.7%. The pre-report estimates expected that number to be up 1.3%. Under 50 pounds, 19.271 million head, up 2.2% from last year. The pre-report estimate was up 1.8%. 16.895 million head weighed between 50 and 119 pounds. That's up 2.3% from last year. The pre-report estimate expected that number to be up 1.5%. 120 to 179 pound animals, 12.472 million head, up 2%. Analysts expected that number to be up 1%. And the 180 and over category, 11.490 million head at 99.6% from last year, the only number in the report below last year's figure. Analysts expected that number to be up 1.2%. For the farrowings, September-November farrowings at 2.894 million litters, up 0.7%. The expectation was for that number to be down 0.1%. DSFEB farrowings intentions, 2.865 million litters, up 0.7% as well. And analysts expected that number to be up by 0.6%. March-May intentions at 2.890 million litters, up 0.5% from last year, and the average expectation on that was up 0.8%. The September-November pig crop, numbered 29.014 million head, 1.8% higher than last year, and very close to the pre-report estimates of 1.6% higher than last year. Finally, September-November pig saved per litter at 10.02, up 1.1% from a year ago, a little bit smaller than what analysts expected. They expected that to be up 1.6%. Mike, those are the numbers.
Thank you, Steve. Now we'll turn to our panelists for some analysis of what those numbers mean. Let us begin with Bob Brown. Bob?
Hello, everyone. Revisions that were that the USDA put out, they raised the March-May 2011 pig crop 401,000 head, which is about 1.4%, which I think they did that to help explain the surge that we had in slaughter in September and October, which also pushed the June 1 inventory number up 620,000, about 1%. I think they also raised the June-August pig crop about 145,000 head, which is 0.2%. The market herd, the market number at 60.128 million will be the third highest on record. Only 2007 and 2008 were higher, with 2007 being the highest at 61.945. So that's about a million eight head lower than the all-time peak. The pig crop, the 29.014 that Steve spoke of, that's also that's going to be the second highest pig crop on record for this quarter. I think that, again, the 2007 Septnova pig crop was 29.513 million head. So the market hog inventory is, let's see, 981,000 head over a year ago. So it appears like that, and again, most of that market hog inventory comes from the Septnova pig crop. And so looks like going forward that the number of hogs that we have to slaughter going at least the first half of 2012 will be up 1 to 2%, similar to what we've been seeing. I don't know if everybody saw it today, but the November pork production that was released today in the livestock slaughter report was the highest ever for the month of November. So I'll turn it over to Victor. You got it?
Thank you, Bob. Really, my contribution is right in line with Bob's. One of the stories we've seen over the last few years, maybe a little bit more, is just the efficiency that is being displayed by the producer, the hog producer here. Efficiency seems to be the big number, the big word, either through genetics. If you look at our pigs per litter, and then perhaps through herd management, almost certainly through a combination of all of these, we see a steady increase in efficiency. When you look at our pigs per litter in this report at 10.02, it's a record for the September. That's the September-November pigs per litter. It's actually a record for that quarter, all-time record. And then if you look at that same number in the September report at 10.03, that was an all-time record for pigs per litter in the industry here. So efficiency, the story is that we're doing a lot more with less pigs, you know, with relatively less pigs, and we're getting just a tremendous efficiency out of the herd. Something we're discussing before we started here with Bob, over in Europe, just looking at what other people are doing, or other hog industry or hog producers are doing, they're now talking about a 4,500-pound sow, the idea being each sow in the herd should be able, will is aimed to produce about 4,400 pounds through efficiency, productivity, and what have you. The numbers we played with ahead of the report is that here in North America, in the U.S., you know, North America Hog Inc., for 2012, with these efficiency numbers, we're looking at 1.6 metric tons per sow. In Europe, it's about 2 metric tons per sow. The thinking being that, yes, we've increased efficiency, but there's belief that we can increase it even more. So something for us to, it's believable and could be done. I also watch the Canadian numbers, just a little bit of information about what's going on in Canada. Here in Canada, the story is very, very similar, much aligned, much like what's going on in the U.S. Exports are higher this year, about 3% higher through early December. The herd itself is about 1% higher, so very much in line with what we see here. The breeding herd is 0.1% higher, practically flat. So same thing. Everything that's been done here is really going efficiencies. We're seeing the same kind of efficiencies. The herd on both sides of the border, North America hogging, seems to be very stable, relatively stable, the breeding herd, and efficiency seems to be what's driving increases in pork production. Over to you, Ron.
Thanks, Victor. They've left kind of the good news for me to talk about. There's two numbers in the report that were less than 100%. Most of it, the numbers, as you probably figured out, came in somewhere around 101%. But the market hog inventory, 180 pounds and up on the first day of December, USDA said was 99.6% of a year ago. That's a bit surprising. The trade was looking for that number to be up 1.2% on average. And if you look at hog slaughter since the 1st of December, it's been up about 1.3%. So that 180-pound inventory looks a bit low. Whether it's going to indicate that we're going to see a sharp drop-off in hog slaughter in early January or not, that's one interpretation of the potential there. So that could be good news. And then in many ways, in my opinion, one of the most encouraging numbers in the report is March, April, May farrowing intentions. USDA came in at 99% of a year ago on farrowing intentions for the spring quarter. The average producer made a little bit of money in 2010 and again this year, and normally that tends to lead one to expect to see some growth in the herd, but they may be showing restraint, and if so, it certainly leaves us with the potential of a swine inventory not a whole lot larger and hog slaughter not a whole lot larger in 2012 than this year. And given the overall tight meat supply, the expectation of less chicken in 2012 and certainly less beef in 2012, we're in a situation where not much increase perhaps in pork and some very good hog prices, and the potential that we might make a little dab of money for the average producer here in 2012.
That's Dr. Ron Plain with the idea of making a little bit of money in 2012 that he raises in the analysis of the quarterly hog and pig crop numbers issued by USDA Friday, December 23rd. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.